Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is R-rated TV influences lifestyle choices by children. Two new studies spotlight the health rewards for children who cut down on TV and other media. The journal Pediatrics reports in one study that 9 to 12-year-olds who were barred from watching R-rated movies on television also had a lower risk for smoking and drinking. Study author Dr. Madeline Dalton says the results show that the media is a very important part of children's lives today, and parents need to take this seriously. In the first study, researchers looked at whether or not new TV watching guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics were being implemented in real life. Among other things, the Academy suggests that parents limit TV time to no more than 2 hours a day for children over 2 years of age, and that children should not have TVs in their bedrooms. The researchers interviewed 180 parents and children about their media use. The children were between the ages of 6 and 13 years old. They found that most children spend at least 3 hours per day watching TV. Researcher Amy Jordan says getting parents to be aware of how much time children are spending in front of a screen is important. When parents started adding it up, they started realizing it was probably 3, 4, or 5 hours a day. The researchers found that the average home in the study had 4 television sets. 2/3 of the youngsters had TVs in their bedrooms. About half of the households also had TVs in the dining room or kitchen area. Most parents said they did have rules for TV viewing, but few reported restricting the amount of time TV was watched. Dr. Jordan says the media has become very integrated into the life of the family and child, and to radically change that means giving a shock to the family system. Many parents thought it would be better for kids to watch less TV, but were not sure how to make the shift. They were concerned that their youngsters would be bored without TV or video games. Dr. Jordan says boredom is important because during these hours, children could use their creativity to do some exploring. They might throw a sheet over a dining room table and make a fort, or play hide-and-seek, or explore outside. It's better for their minds and bodies, she says. The second study concentrated specifically on children's R-rated movie viewing habits and restrictions. 45% of children in the study weren't allowed by their parents to watch R-rated movies. From the group that could watch R movies, about 1/3 always watched with a parent, but 2/3 only sometimes watched with one of their parents. Dr. Dalton says that children from households where R-rated movies were always restricted had about a 40% decreased risk of smoking or drinking than did kids who were allowed to watch R-rated movies. When parents watched R movies with their children, the risk of smoking was decreased, though the risk of drinking remained the same. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.